Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. What's crap? Culture, race, and American politics. That's what's crap. And that's why I'm trying to help you understand, battle, and weather this storm. And one of the most sinister things there is out there, most people don't even realize it's happening, it's real, or even how it happens. It's called psychological warfare. And I'm going to teach you how to recognize it, because most people honestly have no idea when it is being done to them. They don't even recognize it. They don't understand the mechanics of how it works. And everything you were told about it and how you were told to react to it is absolutely wrong, because even the reaction is part of the psychological warfare. And what is that? I mean, it's you think, okay, just ignore it and it will go away. That is absolute horse hockey. It is not true. It has never been true. It will never be true. Psychological warfare has to be actively combat it. Because if you don't, two things happen. Number one, you become more susceptible to it the more you hear it. And the second thing is you are enabling it if you don't combat it. So let's talk about this, because most people don't even understand what is the actual definition of psychological warfare. This is a seminar that I was doing in 2020 as I went around educating both politicians, government agencies, etc. And I basically exposed that, you know, sitting actually right there in Wuhan in China, there is a Chinese military building that has 150,000 digital soldiers in a campus. And all those digital soldiers do is post crap on social media to change you, the American voter's mind. I know that sounds really weird, but it's true. It is, you don't realize it. Bombs may not be going off around your house. You may not see casualties other than bad mandates around you. But it's all of a sudden, this, how you recognize is one day you have somebody you follow, you think they're good and great, and they're all peaceful and wonderful and stuff, and then out of left field comes this weird-ass stuff, and it kind of shakes people up, and you notice people start choosing sides. That is a tactic of psychological warfare. So let's break it down. First off, psychological warfare is the planned tactical use of propaganda. Look, folks, you're going to want to hang on, because in this three-part series, I'm actually going to take you to the United States Military Operational Manual. I'm going to help you understand that from our even our military standpoint. So it's a psychological warfare that's planned, tactical use of propaganda, threats, and other key non-combatant techniques that you use during wars, threats of wars, or periods of geopolitical unrest to do what? To mislead, intimidate, demoralize, or otherwise influence the thinking or behavior of the enemy. Ready? To otherwise intimidate, mislead, demoralize, or influence the thinking or behavior of the enemy. The problem is right now in the United States of America, you, the American conservative voter, have been deemed the enemy. And this is why, you know, it's just like pointing somebody out an addiction or somebody fighting an addiction they don't know they have. They're going to fight it and they're going to resist it until finally there's an intervention and people's eyes are open. And you're right, it is stinking thinking to the most toxic, cancerous degree you can imagine. I am going to give you the only vaccine you need right now, and that is a vaccine against psychological warfare. Because if you don't know how to identify it, you fall prey to it. So, here you go. You ready for this? Period. Now, psychological warfare, just a bullet, 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 okay, is... it was originally kind of perfected, I'm going to say perfected by the U.S. CIA, right? Here are the goals. There's two things. There's psych war and psych op. Here are the particular points of psychological warfare. Number one, it is designed to overcome the enemy's will to fight. It is designed to overcome, I'm moving my Gorilla Dong if you're watching my video, it's one of my mics, the enemy's will to fight. That is what it's, hang on, that is what it's designed to do. Number one goal, to overcome the enemy's will to fight. And then to sustain the morale and win the alignments to friendly groups that are in, quote-unquote, occupied territory. And then to influence the morale and attitudes in the friendly and neutral countries towards the United States of America. Now, that's an odd statement when you realize that the Obama administration undid the Smith Munt Act. President Obama, during his two terms, specifically made it legal for the United States of America to spread crap in the media. Period. There's not one individual person I'm talking about when I share this with you. That is not what this is about. You need to focus on what I'm saying. You need to understand the tenets, the practices, the operations of psychological warfare so you understand what it's doing to you. Now, at its common core, you've heard that before, the objective is to attempt to gain total control, and knowledge of the beliefs, ready for this, likes, dislikes, strengths, weaknesses, and vulnerabilities of the target population. Now, you think, wait a minute. That sounds a lot what's going on to us right now. Yes, it is. Do you think that, say, socialist media is trying to weaponize beliefs, likes, dislikes, strengths and weaknesses and vulnerabilities of the target population? CIA says knowing what motivates the target is the key to a successful psychop. Let me give you an example. Let's say you were following somebody that you thought was a good, decent, Christian human being, and I like this person because they are so nice and polite, right? And then all of a sudden, you're in and you're wrapped around those beliefs, And let's say this person's belief with you is they have a great connection with God, and let's do everything godly. And then all of a sudden, they turn around and basically target somebody and say, they're not godly. In fact, they're the opposite. Boom, you've got a shockwave and you're thinking, oh, what the hell is going on? This is a war of the state of mind. This is what it's about. It's a non-lethal way to capture the hearts and minds to influence values, belief systems, emotions, reasoning, motives, and behaviors of targets. There's all kinds of targets in psychological operations. First, there's governments, there's political organizations and campaigns, there's advocacy groups, military personnel, civilian personnel. You're right, our media is now a psychological operation designed to threaten you. Now, how long has this been going on? It might kind of sound like a modern invention, right? Psychological warfare has been going on forever. In fact, when soldiers of the mighty Roman legions rhythmically beat their swords, by the way, I said Roman legions because that's what they're called, and just because I said the word legions doesn't mean legions of demon and Satan worship. That's how petty, that's psychological operation. But anyway, when soldiers, the mighty Roman legions, basically beat their drums and swords against their shield, they were employing a tactic that's called a shock and awe. You've heard that before, because it was designed to introduce terror appointments. And yes, don't let your heads explode, because I used the word legions, Roman legions. In 525 BC, Battle of Pelusium, I think I'm saying that, Pelusium, Persian forces. You know how they gained a psychological advantage over the Egyptians? They held hostages of cats. Oh, what? Yes, the Egyptians believed, because of their religious beliefs, that cats were sacred. So the ancient Persians, all they did is went and held hostage the cats. And the Egyptians, who were terrified of that, because you can't do any harm to a cat, refused to attack because they thought they were potentially going to harm cats. Does it sound like ISIS or Al-Qaeda hiding their weapons in schools and stuff? This has been around forever. Genghis Khan, when he was marching to take over countries, every single soldier had to carry 3 torches at night. Why was that? Just to psychologically devastate the enemy. This is why they literally, on their arrows that they would send, they had whistles. Because when they incoming, it was making a lot of noise and it would freak the other troops out. It's been around forever. This is why the Mongols, their psychological warfare, they would literally cut off heads of armies and they would use that as the catapult ball, throwing it into villages to scare the crap out of the people. These are all forms of psychological warfare. Period. Psychological warfare, folks. And you have to say to yourself, are you fed up with it? Are you ready for it to be over? Are you ready for your mind to get your head around what is or is not psychological warfare, you either have a mandate to live free and to have freedom, or your mandate is to accept the mandate for you to become a battery unit and suffer. Bottom line, you also must engage. And so as I take you through this three-part series, this first one's going to give you history. This is your super crash course in learning and understanding what psychological warfare is and how to vaccinate yourself against it. More coming up right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Okay. So that's what I call cutting the crap. Culture, race, and American politics. That's the crap. And you have to understand that I think right now in the United States of America, this psychological warfare is backfiring. I think as long as you understand what psychological warfare is and how it works, then and only then can you go, wow, we can use this too. And I'll give you an example. You know, during the American Revolutionary War, and I always go back and draw on my history knowledge. I had a politician call me out the other day saying, oh, you're a historian too. Well, I think the fact that I've written over a little over 300 books on history kind of also make me a historian, but it was kind of funny. So it backfired on him. But let me tell you how in the American Revolution, a psychological operation backfired on the British troops. See, you know, if you think back in history and you think of these guys wearing these bright colored uniforms, well, they did that in an attempt to intimidate, right? Plainly dressed farmers in George Washington's Continental Army, right? So here's these guys all decked out in their spiffies and bright red and bright colors. And it was a tactic that the British deployed to try to intimidate the Americans, right? But it ended up being like some Austin Powers, $1 billion backfire, because what the Americans realized is, holy crap, we can see that bright red from way over there. Just aim for the red and we're going to hit them in the middle of the body. So it made them a big target. So psychological warfare can backfire. Now, in this process of me telling you this, the very reason I'm telling you this is so you understand. If you understand what psychological warfare is, and if you understand how it's used against you, and you're right, the red coats are coming. I'm watching chat, and boy, my listeners are so smart. If you learn what the psychological warfare is, then you can learn how to turn it back and do it. So let's go on to some of the modern tactics. I told you about the stuff in the BC and everything like that. And people still to this day basically think the army's coming to save you. Somebody's going to ride in a white horse. And they think Q is something other than a letter in the alphabet. They're all psychological operations to do what? To make you stand down. It's used to cause you to get the wrong information in your hand and to do what? To surrender or make you defect from one side because you have broke the morale of the movement. Does that sound familiar? Now you know why I'm doing this three-part series. Now, one of the big things that was done in psychological warfare, all governments have used it, right? But what really made psychological warfare evolve was when they started taking over electronic and print media. And when electronic and print media were used as psychological warfare, see, number one, it was technically illegal to use it on people through the media. That's always been the conventions about it. And so the Nazis started writing laws for the sake of making sure misinformation wasn't spread. Man, folks, does that sound familiar? And the Nazis took a nation that had thousands and thousands of newspapers and under rules to
get them to comply to not put out misinformation, the Nazis took over the media. Now today, you know, they don't have to literally go take over the media because the media is a partnership with them. Some of the old ways they used to do this during the war is, and it's actually called non-lethal rounds, right? British pilots would drop pamphlets, and part of the pamphlets they would drop as they flew over the German troops in the trenches is they would literally drop German notes from German prisoners of war telling the Germans how great the British was taking care of them in their prison camps, right? Period. Many things can be weaponized. Somebody made a comment in Vietnam, American music blazing through the jungles and right. That is part of psychological warfare. Now, the use of radio broadcast, it came to its peak in World War II. That was Japan's famous Tokyo Rose. Yes, I've got the smartest listeners in the room. There he goes. Tokyo Rose. She would broadcast music with false information of military victories, and it was designed to discourage Allied forces. Germany did the same thing with radio through Axis Sally, right? This is a tactic designed to conquer people. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. Now, right now, we live in an environment where psychological warfare is, in fact, the only way our government communicates with us. And that's a shame. What used to be illegal, Obama made legal. And now everything, and I mean everything, folks, that we get from our government is psychological warfare designed to make you compliant.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
Okay, guys, let's go back to it. I realize here sitting as, you know, I make comments. If you're listening to me on radio, and thank you so literally, I watch comments all the time, folks, and now I'm distracted because somebody basically said, why will you not disavow Flynn for satanic occult prayer? And this is exactly why I'm doing this program right now. It wasn't a satanic prayer at all. That was a story planted by Antifa. I spent hours and hours and hours pointing that out. It was specifically designed to take patriots, supposed patriots, and divide them. It was not a satanic occult prayer. That is propaganda. It is a Catholic prayer. And the people that started it are Antifa leaders that did that side-by-side video. And then if you go to their wall right now and watch their chat, they're laughing their asses off at us for all this attack going on. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It is, I cannot believe how freaking ignorant people are that don't do any homework. And that's why I do what I do. Let me give you an example. I'll regularly reach 10 to 15 million people. And if I only had one listener, I would still tell you exactly like it is. And by the way, Vet Lover, who's on my chat, Vet Lover, if this is your statement, says my 4-year-old granddaughter passed away and we laid her to rest last week. I am just now getting back and getting caught up. I am so, so sorry for your loss. I cannot fathom that. I cannot fathom the loss of a child in any form for any reason. And I tell you, we grieve with you. That just makes my soul hurt. And I'm sorry that it's interrupting my broadcast, but you know what? People first. I am so sorry that that happened to you. It takes my breath away. I am so deeply sorry that happened to you. Let me regather and get back in focus. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. So, folks, I can't imagine losing a child, and I'm so sorry for that distraction there. Look, let's go back to understand what goes on in this psychological warfare. And part of this thing that goes on is using the art of piling up. And when I say the art of piling up, remember at the beginning of the program when I told you that China has a building with 150,000 digital soldiers in it? Their job is only to screw with American minds. And part of what they do is when these things trend and they watch conservative things trend, they pile on to make you think it is a bad way to think. And this is part of the psychological warfare. It is psychological warfare when Facebook puts that little notice on, are you sure you want to see this, or this is fake news or whatever. That too is also psychological warfare. Now, this has been perfected throughout time. Now, our own military, and as part of my series that I'm going to be doing here with you, is I'm going to take you through the psychological operations, tactics, techniques, and procedures by our United States government. And when you understand in the manual, it says to influence, and they use the word foreign populations, but just to put this in your term, to influence populations by expressing information subjectively to change attitudes and behavior, and this is key, and to obtain compliance or non-compliance. To obtain compliance and non-compliance. Now, originally, when this got mass weaponized, besides dropping pamphlets and stuff, it was done through radio stations. Radio stations way back when were the threat. But remember, everybody now who has a computer technically has a radio station. Now, there were three types of propaganda, okay? One type of propaganda is to make you, and I'll give you an example going on today. It's like people telling you that JFK Jr. is living. Psychological warfare. Then there's stuff like John McAfee is living, but you can actually see his widow posting how much she misses him and stuff and whatever. And people buy into this. And this is designed to get you, the patriot, to stand down. See, propaganda knows that if you are given the promise of a savior, you will naturally wait for that savior to do it. Let me say that again. You will wait for a savior. If there is a promise of being saved, you are tending to stand down. And this is why this Q stuff, that's exactly what it's designed to do. See, if you think somebody's going to rescue you, you will wait. It is human nature. Most people, very few people are like me. I jump into it, right? And I'll just mix it up, just like I did with this stuff with the school teacher, right? I'll just mix it up. Because the only way you fight propaganda is to get in the middle of it and beat it down and stop it. If you don't beat it down and stop it, it will metastasize like a cancer. And so the way propaganda works right now in modern time of what we're experiencing is when you hear dates, when somebody says, it's going to happen by this date, blah, 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 you have to understand the goal of that is to get you to, okay, I'll wait till that date. And then you get discouraged when that date doesn't happen. And this is such a, propaganda is such a powerful thing. I mean, there are people in the United States of America that are literally standing on the overpass in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, where JFK was shot, because they think JFK Jr. is going to show up. That's just how bad propaganda can be. That's how bad people just want to believe. But right now, people, and it's almost for a month now, have been standing on overpasses, the one overpass in Dallas, Texas, because they just know that JFK Jr. is going to show up. And so let me give you some definitions, and this might help you understand the different types that come at you every day. So first off, and this is according to military handbooks, number one, there's what's called white propaganda, right? White propaganda, okay? And that's actually a double entendre to this day, because this white supremacist propaganda is white propaganda. But anyway, white propaganda is information that is technically truthful, but they give it a twist of a bias, and they sort some sort of source. And I'll give you an example, and this is a perfect example. I saw somebody post in one of these groups that General Flynn was a business partner of George Soros. And they posted a document for the Soros Investment Fund, which clearly said Michael Flynn and whatever, whatever. And they just post it. Now, most people will never research the document. It goes out into a group and people go, oh my goodness, is look at this. Michael Flynn is a partner of George Soros. And they do no more deep look. That, unfortunately, is about 90% of the people out there. When you dig deeper, you find out that Michael Flynn is an investment banker. In fact, not Michael Thomas Flynn, which is General Flynn. But see, that is what's called white propaganda. Okay? White propaganda. And it's only truthful in the fact that you see the word Michael Flynn there, but it does it with a biased twist, and you think an information source has been cited, but that's not true, okay? Now, there is what's called gray propaganda, which is next. This is information that's mostly truthful. It really doesn't contain any information that can be disproven, but there's no sources cited. So, it, you know, there's one where they do a source, and that's part of the fake and twist, and it's only when you go to the source that they link and you do your own research that you find it's bad. Great propaganda is they do this, right, and make contain some truthful things, and then it does it. I saw one in the news the other day, and it says, another child dies of COVID. You get through the four-paragraph article, and at the end it says, news article, but ultimately when autopsy was done, it was found out that COVID had nothing to do at all with the death of this child. But that was the headline people saw. And then there is what's called black propaganda. Now that's weaponized too. It's a double entendre. When we get back, I'm going to tell you what black propaganda is and how to protect yourself against it right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
So, folks, you know, the reason why I even named my radio program Cut the Crap, because what's going on in our life, the crap is culture, race, and American politics. I have always pointed this out, that it is the church, the elite, the political ruling class that want to control you. And they will literally do anything they can. And that's what you basically, when you're totally fed up with somebody, like this swamp crap, right? When you're totally fed up with it, you just want to tell them to cut the crap. And that's the only reason I decided to go back into radio, right? That's the only reason. I did radio mid-90s to early 2000s, 700 radio stations coast to coast, the whole bit, and all around the globe. I love talk radio. It's probably the best way to be honest and sincere and totally transparent with people. And it's still, luckily, cancel-free. But the only reason I decided to do it, and I'm on radio 7 days a week, is because it's probably one of the only places where you can still get the message out in detail, and you can help people, and you can help people understand. And that's what people need to do. We need to just talk this through. And that's all I'm trying to do, is talk this through. And here's the one lesson you need to know about propaganda and what's going on. See, the last third leg of propaganda is called black propaganda. You know what its actual definition is? Literally, fake news. Fake news. It's information that is false or deceitful, and it has stuff that's in it that you can't attribute, or it's attributed to bullshit parties and it's not really real. That is fake news. And one of the things that Donald Trump did was the most brilliant educational teaching moment, because long before any of these walls can come down, you have to get people to open their eyes. And when you have a multi-billion dollar industry that does nothing but want to sell you propaganda and get you beat down, literally what had to happen is that man, the only president ever to go into office to lose net worth. Think about that. Yeah, people come in that might have been worth $1 million, maybe less, and they leave office and they're worth $500 million or more. How does that happen? President Trump lost billions of values going into office. But he chose his war properly. And the one thing he needed you to understand is fake news. And I'll give you some fake news. Here's some fake news. Fake news is the attorney general in Arizona's doing nothing. Let me tell you why that's fake news. Because most people aren't tied to the investigation. They don't know what's going on. They don't see the paperwork going back and forth. And they forget it now has to go through its own investigation separate from the audit. Period. Period. He might look like he's distracted. You might not trust him, but you have to understand how this works. And part of the fake news is two pieces. To try to convince you nothing's being done, get you upset, and tries to get you into the street, into a civil war, because they're trying to get our guns. That's fake news. That's what they're trying to do. Let's just take Kyle Rittenhouse. His incident where he shot people was literally in August of 2020. August of 2020. And we just now had the court case. Now, why is that? Because of black propaganda. In many ways, a double entendre there. But that was what President Donald J. Trump gave the most gift in the world is. He understood that if you don't understand, you are in the midst of the psychological operation. And if you don't understand how it works, then you can't fight your way out of the matrix. And so what he did is he revealed to you in two words, fake news. And you learned a lot because of it. You learned, now the news is propaganda. It is designed to mess with your mind. It's not true. And the most important thing he did for this country is he pulled back the veil of the matrix and you now see it. You now see it. The news no longer hides that it's a propaganda machine. That is the most incredible gift that we as a country has ever been given. And so as I go into literally part two, I'm going to break down further how this works and I'm going to help you understand it more. Think of this as your three-part vaccination against propaganda, because by the time you get done with these three pieces, this is number one, two more to go, you're going to be totally vaccinated against the crap, and you're going to be able to tell them to cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.